It's early evening. Mojo is standing on the corner waiting for the light to change. He takes out his pocket watch and looks at the time.
If you don't tell the time, what do you tell? Well, doesn't look like you're gonna tell me anything.
The light changes. Mojo crosses the street and continues on toward home. As he passes an alleyway, he notices a faded mural on a brick building.
Wait, are those the trees Otis saw? Looks like there was once tracks too. The paint is flaking off.
As Mojo is examining the mural, he notices someone standing to his left, just behind him. And then, he notices there's a second person standing to his right.
Looks like we got company.
As Mojo steps back from the mural, a hand clamps onto his arm.
Not so fast, Rufus.
The boss wants to see you.
I think you're mistaken.
He just wants to talk.
Well, that's cool, but I'm not Rufus.
Let's let the boss decide that.
Come on, he's expecting you.
Parked by the curb is a black Mercedes. Mojo is ushered into the back seat.
You want a cigarette?
No, thanks.
Mind if I smoke?
Go right ahead. That's a nice Zippo.
Thanks, Rufus.
I'm not Rufus.
That's okay.
Well, why is that okay?
A lot of people ain't Rufus.
I can't argue with that.
The boss just wants to have a chat, isn't that right, Lefty?
That's right.
And then, how do I get back?
We'll give you a lift, won't we, Louie?
Sure, no problem.
They drive into the suburbs. The car stops at a gatehouse. The gate opens. The car continues up a long circular drive, finally pulling up before a Tudor-style mansion.
You live here?
You kidding?
I'm gonna have to frisk you, Rufus.
I'm not carrying.
Come on. Arms up.
What's this?
My watch.
Oh, yeah?
That's a pretty fancy watch.
Hey, look at this. There's no face.
What the hell?
How do you tell the time?
Well, as a timepiece, it's timeless.
Timeless.
Yeah. Timeless. Timeless, you get it?
I carry it for good luck.
Does it bring you luck?
It works like a charm.
Hey, you gotta hear this thing.
What?
It's ticking.
This ain't no bomb, is it?
It's just a watch.
Shh.
Quiet. Man, this is the weirdest tick, tick, tick I ever heard.
Let me hear that. It's like a mechanical heart.
Where'd you get this?
I picked it up at a hobby shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a conductor's watch.
Railroad?
That's right.
My grandfather worked for the railroad.
Was he an engineer?
Yeah, he was. Baltimore and Ohio.
Ah, that was a good railroad.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, the boss is waiting.
I'll bet that's a real conductor's watch.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad about the face.
Here, take it. It seems harmless.
I'm not so sure about that.
So, you finally found him.
It's him, boss.
Only he says it's not him.
Why's that?
It's not the name I go by.
It's good to have more than one name, you agree?
Depends.
Yeah, of course it does. Have a seat. I'm Tony. I got a job for you. Okay, boys, you can leave.
Sure thing, boss.
We'll be outside. If you need us.
Now, the job pays good, and there's a bonus when you deliver.
What do you want delivered?
My sister.
What's her name?
Angelina. Angelina Benito. That's her married name. My name's Rizzo.
The Tony Rizzo?
You got a problem with that?
No. Is she divorced?
Yeah, that's right.
She disappeared.
Hey, how did you know?
I'm guessing. How long has she been missing?
You tell me.
Maybe 2 weeks.
The boys tell you that?
They can't find her.
That's why I'm hiring you.
And if I can't find her?
You sure as hell better do your best.
Is that her photo?
Yeah, that's her.
Are you twins?
Yeah. You can see that?
Where was she last seen?
At a club.
Which one?
Lydia's.
Who did she leave with?
He was one of my boys.
Her bodyguard?
That's right.
And, where'd you find his car?
Hey, how'd you know about the car?
You found it near the tracks.
You just picking this up?
Yeah.
I heard you were good.
She was kidnapped, but no ransom?
No, nothing.
Do you have enemies?
What do you think?
Anybody out to, get even?
Nobody I know is that stupid.
Her bodyguard. How did he die?
There wasn't a mark on him. They figure it was a heart attack.
You sure there wasn't a mark?
Why?
I'm seeing a circle.
What?
Snake. It's swallowing its own tail.
It was drawn on his forehead.
With a magic marker?
Yeah, something like that.
I need a photo of Angelina.
Hey, you want something to drink?
Cranberry and soda.
Stella, bring a cranberry and soda. And make mine a scotch and soda. Hey, you got an urgent appointment? You keep looking at your watch.
It doesn't tell time. It doesn't have a face. See?
That's a strange watch.
Your sister is alive.
What makes you so sure?
The tracks have got something to do with it.
Where they found the car?
That's right.
Those was trolley tracks.
Doesn't matter.
Come in.
I got your drinks.
Rufus gets a cranberry.
Here you go, Mr. Rufus.
Thanks.
Here's yours, Tony.
Just set it there.
Anything else?
No. So, you think Angelina was kidnapped?
But not for ransom.
Then for what?
I don't know.
Who took her?
All I know is she's where she doesn't want to be.
And what does that mean?
I don't know.
Let's suppose it's a start.
There's something else going on.
There always is.
There's something...
What?
I think she's okay. For now.
Somebody is going to pay, that's for sure. And when you need to reach me, here, you use this cell phone.
Okay.
And here's an advance. Now, I want to hear from you every day, okay? If I don't answer, you leave a message, okay?
I will.
And Rufus, don't do anything stupid. Don't start thinking for yourself.
Who's going to do my thinking?
What I'm saying, when you're working for me, you stay straight.
Have you ever heard that I wasn't?
I've heard lots of things.
About Rufus?
That's right.
What if I'm not Rufus?
Yeah, well, let's just say for now, you better be Rufus.